This is a HeadGum Original.
Welcome to The Goat Show, the show where we find the greatest everything of all time. I'm your host, Jake, a.k.a. The Big Buck, a.k.a. Billiam Gruffman.
I'm your host, Micah, a.k.a. Goaty the Kid, a.k.a. The Young Buck, a.k.a. Goaty Goaty Go.
And on today's episode, we're going to find the greatest key ring of all time. Let's address the elephant in the room.
You're new.
We're here with Amir Blumenfeld. When Micah said "goaty, goaty, go," was that?
I wanted to address the goaty in the room. Actually, yeah. The elephant can stay. Goaty the Kid, I think, needs to change.
I thought Goaty the Kid was bad, and then you said "goaty, goaty, go."
Yeah, was like that like Scooby, an Adam like Sandler?
It was
like
a Scooby
goat reference or something.
Like Scooby Dooby Doo.
Goaty goaty goo.
So it was like hardly even original. It was stolen from Scooby-Doo and you shouldn't have even ever done that.
It's kind of like a play on words, I guess.
I do like Goaty the Kid.
Wow. Goaty the Kid is solid.
Yeah.
That's gaining traction. Because last week, half of the people in the room didn't like Goaty the Kid.
Just Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm like into it a little bit. Right. Has Goaty grown on you as a name?
Goaty the Kid?
Yeah.
I was going to let Goaty the Kid happen. I was gonna let it stick around, and then you like took like a long pause, and you're like, "Goaty."
Did I take a long pause?
Yeah. I saw something. I saw you go somewhere in your eyes.
Yes, you were excited for a minute.
I was excited.
Like you were standing at the edge of a diving board. Mm-hmm. You're like, "This is the perfect time to do this."
Right.
But and I think, like Greg Louganis, you like sort of clipped your head on the way down. Now you're bleeding.
Maybe you're bleeding out. Should I try it again?
You've like imbeciled
yourself.
I'll
do it one more time. Yeah. And you guys can tell
and
me.
And you're HIV
like
positive, so everyone has to get the fuck out.
All right, not this. Hey, this is my show. This is me and Micah's show. We don't do HIV shit on this show.
Neither do we.
No one listen to me and Amir's podcast. Yeah, do you want to try goaty goaty goo again?
We can take it clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goaty goaty goo. Oh. We have to edit that out
because no.
my voice cracked.
I'm gonna like
that's the point, right?
They're supposed to crack a little bit, I guess. But
you think you finally have a little sense of shame about it, which I guess is good, which makes me want to leave it in.
If we're doing things again, I think I said Greg Louganis, and it's Greg Louganis with a G. So I'll do that again.
Okay.
You're like Greg Louganis. All right. Then you can slide that in.
But I don't think we're going to edit anything.
Let's take it from the top, folks.
I'm really just going to, this is all going to still stay in the pod.
Wait, okay. Do I get nicknames? Because we're deciding what the guests do now.
Where are we?
Yeah, because I think your first guest.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
So you guys, this is setting a precedent.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we'll allow the guests to do their own intro, actually. Right. So I'll start the show again, and I'll say my line. You can do whatever you want, and then you can give yourself a nickname if you like. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to The Goat Show, the show where we find the greatest everything of all time. I'm Jake, a.k.a. The Big Buck, a.k.a. Billiam Gruffman.
And I'm your host, Micah, a.k.a. Goaty the Kid, a.k.a. The Young Buck.
And I'm Goaty Goaty Goo! Sorry, did I step on you?
I love Amira's Goaty Goaty Goo!
Really?
What was yours?
That was hilarious.
I think I cut you off. I think I cut you
like
off before the last one.
Because it's like freaking
Scooby's. Stole it. You did steal it.
I actually kind of want to be Goaty the Kid, though, too.
I like that because you're like older than me, but you're young at heart.
Yeah,
And let's try. Okay, let's do another intro. Welcome to the Goat Show, the show where we find the greatest everything of all time. I'm your host, Big Buck, a.k.a. the Billiam Gruffman, whatever. And then,
yeah, we'll have
and then
from
you
the first
said,
take. And then, Micah, you do yours.
I'm Big Buck, a.k.a. Billiam Gruffman.
And I'm your host, Micah, the Young Buck, a.k.a. Goaty the Kid.
No, because I have Goaty the Kid.
And he's, yeah, I thought you were
going to do Goaty Goo. Yeah, I was going to do Young Buck, Goaty the Kid, Goaty Goaty Goo.
Why don't you go ahead of Micah, and then he'll do after you.
This hardly seems fair.
All right, welcome. Quiet while I do the intro. Welcome to The Goat Show. I'm your host, Jake, a.k.a. the Big Buck, a.k.a. Billiam Gruffman.
And I'm Amir, a.k.a. Micah, a.k.a. Goaty the Kid, a.k.a. the Young Buck, a.k.a. Goaty Goaty Goo,
woohoo!
A.k.a. I don't know.
No, we'll start the intro riff right there.
That's cool.
That's perfect.
I didn't get a turn to go. Amir took all my names, obviously.
I honestly thought of them independently. I told you some of the names before.
We are talking today about key rings.
That's right.
One ring to rule them all. We're talking about key systems that you put on your belt loop so you don't lose your keys, because keys are important, but they also can be a fashion statement.
Well, just the fact that you say put it on your belt, I don't do that.
On your belt loop.
Yeah, yeah. That's a style of keychain.
Everybody's got keys. Everybody carries them. We're here to talk about the best ways to do so.
Well, I really think we mostly considered clips, because I think that is the GOAT system.
Yeah, sure.
But why don't we... This is a nice transition into the WOAT, the worst way to keep your keys. We tried, I would say, about 15 or so different key systems.
Yeah.
Hooks, clasps. I think the worst one that we tried is... this one called the Key Smart.
That's my keychain.
Right.
That's my exact keychain, the Key Smart.
It does have a built-in tile, which is kind of cool.
The tile is about the only cool thing about this.
You like the clip? I like the chip, the microchip. It tells you where you lost your keys.
That's another nice transition to how we are how we're judging these, which is the clip, the dip, and the whip.
What's the dip?
Well, all right, I'll tell you what all the rating system is. So the clip is the hardiness, the sturdiness, the everlasting ability of the keychain itself, the quality. The dip is how it feels in the pocket, and the whip is how easy it is to access your keys. You whip them out. What do you, you know, how easy can you go from keys in the pocket to keys in the door?
Because it's all about access.
It's all about access, and it's all about control.
Oh, that's right. Okay. What do you remember when you guys first went to belt clip? Because I felt like that was a kind of a modern evolution of key technology. Micah, do you remember your first, like before you had the key, what is it called?
The belt clip.
Before that, I had a carabiner, and before that, I just carried my keys in my pocket.
Loose.
Just on a key ring into my back pocket.
And when did you stop? When did you say, enough is enough, I'm not putting it all the way in?
I don't know. I feel like Jake probably was a pioneer on that. He got a carabiner and said, this is how you should carry your keys.
First thing I got was a lanyard.
What?
In high school, I drove a 1992 Toyota Camry, and I had a long-ass lanyard.
And you didn't even wear it around your neck. You put it in your back pocket, and it like hung super low.
Like you were an RA.
Right. So it's good to let people know that you have keys in your pocket. It's good to have a long hanging flag so people can see
that. Yeah, it's like snatching access.
There's no reason. I guess the lanyard goes around your neck.
But when are you going to wear keys around your neck?
The purpose, like
when you're in college and a sophomore.
It all stems from an anxiety of losing your keys. The keys are very important. You can't get into the place. You can't have access.
You need the key for the access.
If you want access, you need your keys. And like, so you have a fear of losing your keys. You don't want to lose your keys. And how do you not lose your keys? I think a lanyard is born from put them around your freaking neck. You can't lose your keys if you're wearing them as a necklace. But that's a bad look. So you put them in your pocket and you just have a flag flowing. And that's not good. That's not a good look.
They're kind of cool if it has like your school name on them.
That's actually
like cool logos.
I don't think lanyards are ever good.
Yeah. right. No, I don't either.
So if we're talking about the WOAT, we're looking at this. You know what? I'll start with some of the other worst ones before we go into the Key Smart, because I can defend
the Key Smart.
Yeah, I want to let you defend the Key Smart. So I'm going to start with this one that I think is WOAT potential, which is a carabiner attached to a woven paracord, and the buzz from it is that you want to be able to, I guess if you're in a life or death situation, unwind this 100-foot paracord and tie something up if you need that to happen. I just think that's silly, because what situation are you in where you're going to use a 100-foot paracord and then after that you've ruined your keys?
Maybe you're camping or something.
And you're like, I need a 100-foot cord so bad that I'm going to ruin my key ring.
Is that actually woven, or is that just the style?
This is...
You can't actually undo that, can you?
No, you can. That's the point of this. The purpose of this is that, like, if you need it, this becomes a 100-foot rope.
Interesting. I didn't know that it had that flexibility.
So do you, this is another one that you would like over the KeySmart. This one, actually, this one is very, what's the word? Utilitarian. It's very.
It's just not very flexible. It's a very taut long.
Right. Yeah.
It's also a whistle. That not was a very strong
the
one.
Saddest thing I've ever heard. A bear would eat you.
Here I am. Yeah. So I would consider this one woke material.
It's too long too. If you're putting keys on the end of that, they're going to fall too deep in your.
Yeah, so actually, and that's a good point because I think the dip on that is all
wrong. The dip is all fucked up.
The clip feels a little. It's a wire gate carabiner, which makes me feel like I know these things are technically actually strong, but I just don't like the way it feels. It comes undone a little too easily, and then I also think that the dip is going to go. Those keys are going to sit in your pocket. The thing I like about the carabiner is that they don't actually. Hit the bottom. You don't feel the keys in your pants.
I'm with that. Yeah.
What's the ideal dip?
Right above your seat. So they go into your pocket. They're tucked away. You're not sitting on your
keys. So when you're sitting, your back pocket is sort of partly up your back and then partly on your ass.
That's right.
And you want the keys to be on the vertical part, but not on the horizontal.
You don't
want to
sit on the keys. And on this, the dip is so extreme that you'd be sitting on the keys.
Easy. Yeah.
The keys would fold over in your pocket. This one is woat potential for me.
So the ones that you have don't dip all the way into the pocket.
No, these hit mid pocket for my key ring hits mid pocket.
Mine's mid upper.
Mid to upper. All right, interesting.
A woke candidate.
A woke candidate. The one we purchased is called the Keyback, but you've seen these. They're the ones with a key ring attached to like one of those extendable reels.
Goody, goody, go!
Sorry. Like, you know.
It's a tick that I have.
It's really good to have that as your tick.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's
like an original statement. I think maybe you came up with it.
I came up with it. You can have it, honestly.
Really?
Like, I have
like
a bunch
it?
Of
That's you cool. Like
it? I could be Goaty the Kid. You could be Goaty
like
Goaty.
Goaty, Goaty, Goaty. You like it, though. It's good now?
Well, I think it's one of the better things that Amir's come up with, but now it's mine.
Thank you.
So, yeah, those are essentially what a...
So it's like a retractable dog leash, basically, a version of that. In the form of a keychain.
Custodian keys, essentially.
Custodian keys, yeah.
And why do you think it's actually kind of a lanyard it's a retractable lanyard in a way.
Yeah.
It like a measuring tape.
Yeah.
You can extend it and then it slides right back in.
It slips into your belt loop. And that one particularly, I put it on and it was hard to get off.
Yeah. Like, that's a sturdy clip. It like the clip that's really hard to separate from the actual thing.
The clip locks in. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we would give it high marks in the clip.
But then it's, how do you, like, but, I want to see you put that on and see how long it takes you. Like, you can't just snap that in, right?
No.
You're like, fuck.
Well, I can put it on pretty quickly, but I can't take it off.
Timing and, it was pretty
It goes
solid.
On pretty
now let's take it
easy.
Out.
And, like, that's a, yeah, taking it off is hard.
Although, in theory, you don't have to take it off because of the extender.
Yeah, you never have to take it
right,
off.
Right, you don't have to take it off. There's not a,
but could you
this
imagine?
This one is designed so you don't take it off.
Could you imagine being on a date? And getting caught in a fence, and this thing just drags behind you.
I would never go on a date.
Would you like to come in?
Actually, I think it's like meant to be worn like a measuring tape, which also has a clip usually, doesn't it? The measuring tape, like for like cool handyman to have it like clipped on, so like they can just like.
But you don't have to carry the measuring tape with you at all times.
Yeah, but like if you were a handyman,
right?
This is the key equivalent of that.
This is for people that have so many keys that they can't carry them in a pocket.
Is that going in your pocket?
No, that goes on the outside. That faces outside. So that goes on the...
That's not even going into a pocket in the back.
No. That's front facing. That's public.
It's kind of like a beeper.
Yeah, it does look like a pager. And it's supposed to be on the front, so it's not even... So zero dip.
Yeah, I guess there's no dip. So actually, I guess...
You could put it in on your back belt loop and dip into your pocket like
but then,
this.
Oh yeah,
is that enough of a dip, or does you have to like extend it a little bit?
That might be enough of a dip. I just don't. I feel like if you have that on your belt loop, you're proud. You're not keeping the keys in your pocket. You want the jingle.
That's a high jingle factor.
Yeah, that's a major jingle. And there's also like that one. That's a musical keychain because you got
clip,
the jingle,
the dip, the whip, and the jingle. Yeah. You want zero jingle, folks.
You really don't want a jingle. There's one more. There's one more keychain that I really did not like, and I just want to call these fuckers out because the Orbit key. I feel like I've seen these. I've seen advertisements for these online. And I also remember when we got this key, I was like, that one's going to be the GOAT. I think it's got a beautiful profile. This one cost $45.
Whoa.
And when you feel it, the clip gets... This is an F as a clip. This is a plastic bullshit clip. This leather strap. So there's a round clip attached to a 2-inch leather strap, and then another ring, a key ring on the bottom. I think it's just about 25% smaller than you think it should be. Do you guys care to hold it? It's very light and flimsy. Careful, I'm going to throw it to you. It might float away.
Oh, landed in your mouth. Micah swallowed it like a kid.
That's Ooh. Cool. We should call you Kid.
Goaty the Kid.
Kitty the Goat.
Kitty, yeah, Kitty Goo Goo.
What?
Kitty Goo Goo. That's really funny.
Kitty Goo Goo.
You guys, you can have that. I don't want that name.
Amir's Goaty the
Kid. Goaty the Kid.
You can have Kitty Goo Goo.
Kitty Goo Goo's absolutely awful. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, that's more of a Micah
thing. You guys were like celebrating it a second ago.
I feel like because you weren't able to come up with your own nickname, so now we have to assign you
Kitty Goo Goo?
Yeah.
Fine. All right, whatever.
Kitty Goo Goo, what do you think of that?
Because Kid is a child goat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why my Goaty the Kid is funny.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, right. That's why I thought about it. That's why I
And then Scooby-Doo is a famous cartoon, so that's why it's like, Goaty, Goaty, Goaty. It's like super funny because it makes people...
I love Scooby.
It makes people reminisce of him when I say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think of that one?
Whoa. It's fine.
I don't know, man. No, come on. Tell me. What's your woad, actually? What's your least favorite of all the rings that we've discussed?
Probably the keyback.
Which one is that? Oh, yeah, the zip one. Because you don't
the
like
it. But it's almost...
Oh, it's the zip. The clip, the dip, the whip, but this one's got a zip.
This one's got a zip factor.
Yeah, you don't want the zip.
High jingle, low zip. No. Or high jingle, high zip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's bad.
What about... It's... Well, this is a nice transition, actually, because you're... What about your... Your woat, or your, yeah, what's your woat? Because I believe that our woat is your goat.
My least favorite, probably the keyback as well, because it's not even in the pocket. I live to reduce jingle. I think that's my most important factor. I don't like having the jingle, and I don't like being stabbed with the teeth of a key.
I see.
So if I have to reduce teeth stabbing and jingle,
so you don't like the way the key, you want to minimize feeling the keys in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you want no jingle.
That's right.
You want to think that you don't even have keys.
I want quiet and I want minimal space within my pocket.
So you would essentially call all of these things ungoatly.
These are non-starters for me. My starter, my actual key organization system is your woat. So describe to me your least favorite, which is the Key Smart, and then I can defend it.
All right. The Key Smart looks kind of like a thermometer or a plastic tampon.
Wow. I would say it looks like a miniature harmonica, but okay.
I'd say it looks like a pocket knife.
Okay. Either one.
And it's got the thickness of a pocket
Swiss
knife.
Army knife.
It's got a little bit of an hourglass figure to it.
Almost like one of those hoverboards that weren't really hoverboards.
Yeah. And it's plastic. It's sort of like the idea, there's bearings on either end of it. The idea is that you put your keys inside almost like in this little sandwich and they swivel on a bar.
Like a Swiss Army. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a Swiss Army knife.
Like it's exactly like a Swiss Army knife with your keys. So all of the keys are nesting in the middle. There is no jingle, but there's no clip. This is a thick Swiss Army knife that you keep your keys
in. The two things that I think make it the worst are...
Can I interject for a second? Do you think
that
you've
been talking the whole time.
So you're not really interjecting.
Yeah.
It's not interjecting when you just talk.
Can I continue to eject here?
Yeah, can you continue?
I just want to ask, do you feel like that was a fair assessment of the Key Smart? Because I that was like a non-biased description.
You called it a plastic tampon, but when Micah called it a Swiss Army knife going forward from that. And actually, starting with this little mini conversation we're having, I do think that Goaty Goaty Goo started with Micah and that he should have it back. Sorry. Not to like air dirty laundry.
I'll happily take it back.
All right, so yeah,
it's a good nickname.
It was yours.
You defend Micah. Now why don't you tear down the Key Smart?
What are your least favorite things about it, Goaty?
Come on, Goaty, Goaty Goo.
My least favorite things about it are that it just sits in your pocket, right?
Correct.
So the clip, the dip, the whip, and the sit.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on those keys when they're in your pocket.
When that's in your back pocket.
When they're in your back pocket. And that's uncomfortable.
I'm not a back pocket guy.
So okay. You're front pocket Key Smart. Mm-hmm.
And the next thing is that it's difficult to take keys on and off. It's a whole system. You need a tool to be able to remove keys and put keys on.
Worse than a tool, you actually need a coin.
Yeah, and you also, and if you have too many keys, you need to get new bearings that will allow that amount of keys.
You need an extender. Extender, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I also would say that I don't like the profile of it. Like, you guys are talking about it resembling a Swiss Army knife. A Swiss Army knife is it's one even shape, and everything actually goes inside in a nice, sleek way. I've held your Key Smart. When you put all of the keys into the center, when it mm-hmm. nests, it's not flush.
No.
You still feel the keys.
That's correct.
Think you don't feel the keys.
And you're telling me you don't get pierced by the teeth of the keys?
Yeah, the teeth face inward, so I don't feel the teeth of the keys. So here's my backstory with the Key Smart. And what you're describing is a different kind of like Key Smart style, which Marissa, our producer, has, which is like a little thicker, but it fully contains within it all the keys.
Right.
Mine is a thinner Key Smart, so the keys, like you said, jet out when they're facing each other. I never had like the belt thing because I never like.
Yeah, what did you do before the Key Smart?
I just put it in my pocket, loose keys.
No, not even on a
car bomb.
Yeah, just 12 individual loose keys.
With my coins,
a button, a bingo card
in a cargo pocket. But then I would get stabbed with the keys because, you know, when they're just organized on a ring, some of them could face up, some face down, in, out. There's no organization to it. So I also got served an Instagram ad for a Key Smart, which was a key organizer. The keys are facing inward of each other, so the teeth like hit each other, but they slide in. There's minimal jingle, which I like.
No jingle. You're the perfect zero target jingle. For them.
That's right. And I don't have. I have like 6 keys, which is like enough to have to organize, right, but not like enough for the expansion pack. So I don't like fucking with a belt loop because that's just another thing on my person. I just like to put everything in my pocket. And I don't even think keys are more important. Keys are probably the least important thing when you compare it to the other things in your pocket. I have my phone, which I definitely don't want to lose, so I put them in my pocket.
If you lose your phone, though, they can just give you a new one and
upload
everything from the cloud.
Yeah, wallet.
Wallet sucks a lot.
Yeah, wallet would be
that's why I keep everything on a clip. Yeah. Wallet's like, a lanyard. Phone's on a zipper.
What if you had to keep other stuff on your belt loop? It seems like it's more streamlined to just keep everything in one thing or on the other. But like, you have the keys out here, you have the wallet in here, you have the pocket or the phone in the other pocket.
I think the thing that comes out of your pocket the most is the phone, but it also is like the most valuable. So I'm fine keeping that deep in the pocket.
Yeah. You're not sitting on that because it's in the front pocket.
Right. What I like about a key ring is that if I need my keys, I don't even have to put my hand in my pocket. I'm not digging around the front pocket of my jeans for something. I just touch the top of my belt and it's mm-hmm. off in a second, split.
Right. Set it and forget it. Just tuck them away.
Access.
Yeah, access.
Access and control.
Do you put your wallet in your back pocket?
Yeah.
And do you sit on your wallet?
Yeah, but I don't mind it because it's like flat and thin.
We're not talking about wallets this episode. The goat wallet is next week.
But you're talking about how you don't want to sit on your keys because they're in your back pocket.
Because they're sharp.
But if you had them in a Key Smart, it wouldn't be sharp.
You don't mind
you
keeping
put
your
them
keys
in, a
in
key
the front.
Wallet.
You sit down with your keys in your front pocket?
Front pocket. And I also have my wallet in my front pocket because I, too, don't like to sit down on my stuff.
I would feel the key digging a little deeper in my front pocket. And can I also just mention, you have a fob. You've got a car that needs a fob. You don't put your fob on the Key Smart.
No,
that's
a
key
fob
dumb.
And a Key Smart, two separate units all connected by one ring. But I need the fob.
You need the fob. So wait, you have a ring that has a fob and your Key Smart on it?
Yes. So I have like a Key Smart and a fob.
That's jingle.
Minimal
That's
jingle.
Fucking jingle.
No, because the jingling is the metal keys. The keys are tucked away.
Yeah, but
the fob is plastic. The fob's, and the key smart's aluminum.
The fob jingling against the smart. But that's this so key thick. There's also the thickness.
The jingle really doesn't.
The clip, the dip, the whip, and the thick.
Yeah, the jingle only happens with external holders, like the snapback thing.
Right. Yeah, because I don't experience the jingle either because the keys are nestled in your pocket. What I think you're afraid of the teeth.
I'm afraid of the teeth. I don't want to get bit. So, and then this Key Smart has a built-in tile locator.
I mean, that's
which
cool.
helps you find your keys, cool. which nothing else that you've presented me with.
It also
has
a tiny little flashlight.
Oh, which that's pretty nice.
But like, you can, I could get something like this and put it on my key ring. I could do that,
yeah.
if I wanted to. But I don't ever lose it. I would never need a tile. This thing needs a tile because it could be lost. My keys are never lost. They're fucking clipped to my belt.
Yeah, but I never lose my keys either.
You should. Let's go to break. We'll be right back. And we are back. We are going to go to...
Goaty, goaty, goo!
Actually, no, we're going to go to Kitty Goo Goo. Kitty, I think you should go first, Micah.
I thought I gave him the name back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I sort of... they said that your Key Smart looked like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah,
and you
like tampon.
That.
Yeah, but you still think it's the woat, don't you? Or no, you think the fucking janitor thinks the woat.
I don't know, man. For everything this tries to be... I think maybe it is the woat. It's also $50.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I didn't even think. Well, I don't even know how much the other ones cost.
Right.
Yeah. Built-in locator. Flashlight.
Anyway, on to the next thing.
What's your goat?
My goat, also a budget pick among these key rings, keychains.
Because it's reasonably priced.
It's reasonably priced. Under $10.
Wow.
Is the S-Clip carabiner.
S-Clip, is that a specific brand or
no,
is that
that's
just a style?
That is a style of carabiner.
Show it to him.
Yeah, so.
Oh, it's so heavy.
There's two on the table. Okay. This is the one I have. This is the one I have.
Okay. So it's like the paper clip lock, but it's on two sides.
Right.
And the metal part that doesn't move is an S.
Right.
Yeah. So it's got the top clip, that's for your belt. The bottom one is for the key ring.
And it's nice not having the clip and the keys be on the same part of the key ring.
Oh yeah. Do some of them have that? It's just one ring and then it's like keys and belt loop all in one.
The
system.
Classic carabiner is just one.
Yeah, and I think something like this one here, that's just a classic. This one's a really dinky carabiner that we ordered by accident. But
probably an inch tall.
Yeah, this one's a really...
It's hard to tell the scale when you're ordering on Amazon. I can't believe they even make them that
They
strong.
Sometimes have a little shadow figure holding it, but you couldn't see it because it was so small.
What could that be to hold? Because it's too small to hold keys.
I would love to read the Amazon reviews for this thing.
It must be to hold a Listerine mouth strip. That's how thin and small it is.
I could imagine this being used to hold a really tiny, a tiny thing like a little, little bit of a... hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's
on a
perfect.
Backpack.
That's what I was, yeah,
you know,
that's the hand sanitizer clip. Yeah,
it's super small.
Does that make it the goat?
No.
I was definitely
it
not.
Just holds hand sanitizer.
I just broke it with my hand. Like it's, I shouldn't be able to break a metal carabiner with my hands.
And you broke it.
It's broken. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
broken.
We can't return
that's crazy.
One.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This one was really expensive, right?
So what do you like about this one that these guys don't have?
The ease of putting it on your belt loop is huge, with no risk of the keys falling out when you do so, and the ease of putting your keys on the other end of the S-clip. The ease of the keys and the ease of the belt loop.
So you're still using a ring for the keys. You're not putting
still
the keys directly onto the clip.
No.
There's a key ring.
There's still a key ring, yeah.
Keys go on the ring goes on the clip.
Right.
Do you ever accidentally put the side with the ring on it on your belt loop?
Never.
Never? You never made that fatal mistake?
No. It's just so...
up the wrong way.
That's... And actually, that brings me to my major problem with this.
Yeah, what's that?
The gate... You don't ever want the ring coming off, and the gate that keeps the keys on is not secure. You don't have guaranteed control, and without control, you'll never have true access.
I've never experienced the keys falling off this.
Let's see you put it on. Let's see how fast you are. Oh.
It's hard because I'm
a couple
sitting.
Fake attempts.
But it's hard because starts. I'm sitting, but if I were standing up, it would
stand
be,
up and we'll time you.
All right.
Let's see if you can do it in one blind swoop. Takes it off. Close your eyes and do it. All right. That was one distinct motion. The keys are in and it's out. All right. Very, that was
It was
that
fast
was clean.
And smooth. And that's going to happen because he has it. But
it's fast and it's smooth. And it's very easy to take the keys on and off when I do need to. And if I'm borrowing the keys to your truck, for example.
I made you a copy of the keys to the truck.
Brother.
Goody goody goo.
Say you don't do. That's another thing that I don't mind about the Key Smart is that it is a little more semi-permanent to add and take out keys, but I'm not often adding and taking out keys.
But don't you want the option to?
If I do have the option, but it comes up so rarely that I don't mind deconstructing and reconstructing.
I usually prefer not to add new keys to my Ring. I'm very reticent. Like if some, for instance, in our office, we have a key to the back door and a key to the front door. And I'm just like, I opt to never use the front door because I only want to carry one key. And in my house, we have mail keys and I just never check the mail because I don't want to carry a mail key.
Are you the same way? Are you anti-key? Are you trying to keep your key number as low as possible?
I like the flexibility. I like carrying as few keys as possible, but if I have to add one in the event of borrowing a car from somebody, yeah. I like being able to.
Right. What's that mini credit card on yours?
That's not permanent. Forget about that.
You have a little gym thing on there?
Yeah.
You can download the app for that,
man. I actually have the app.
That's crazy. I can't believe you have a plastic card. That's the first time I've seen you do something so unstreamlined with your key ring.
I've had very unstreamlined keys for the past.
Are you looking at me?
For the past, I didn't know if I said something too fucking rude to Micah, honestly. I was looking at you to see if you're like, hey, you got to cool down.
Me? I would never.
My keys were just unstreamlined for the last week and a half because I had Isaac's car and I needed to keep his car key on here. Which wasn't a very thin key.
Needing to borrow someone's full set of keys is a stressor. And sometimes when I'm in LA, I'll have to carry, they give you the fob to the rent to a rental car and you get both fobs.
Where are you putting the fob?
When I have a different set of keys for when I go to Los Angeles and I have, it kind of looks like my key ring right now. And I can just put the fob on there.
You put the fob on the ring.
I put the fob on the ring.
And then you're tucking that into your pants, back pants?
At the stage when I have a full-on fob, I sometimes think it's a little too bulky. But I guess I do kind of either keep it there or like attach it to a backpack or something.
Right, because when you're in LA, you're carrying your backpack around the whole time.
Yeah, everywhere. But anyway.
One more thing about the S-Clip.
Yeah, let's
hear
it.
One we ordered from Amazon actually has locks. So you don't run into the problem of worrying about your keys falling off.
Locks on both
the bottom
sides?
Clip. It has locks on both sides, but you only need to use
the bottom one.
So you put your keys in there, and then you fasten this lock, and then you can't open it.
Interesting. That's a nice little.
I think that one's really nice. And I'll tell you my only concern with these S clips in general is the first criteria of the clip itself. I don't like that it's lightweight. I want some heft. I want a little bit of like. Heavy dutiness to the clip because I want to know that it's secure when it clips into the loop.
What's more secure than a carabiner?
I just think that I want it to feel. I mean, can I hold this carabiner? Yes. This is a little too. Actually, you know what? I'll say this one feels pretty good. The slide lock, Night Eyes S-beaner. Yeah,
you can buy that on Amazon.
This is solid.
You guys should throw the links to these things in your podcast description.
We actually have a website, buddy. It's thegoat.show. All of the key rings will be up there. The white t-shirts from last week are up there as well. You can check it out now. It's thegoat.show. So, okay, I'll allow this to be your goat.
It's thin. The openings are thinner than the actual device, and you like it to be as thick as the S part, but all the way around.
You're talking about my...
Yeah, yours.
I'll show you my clip. This is, we're moving on to the final goat pick, the one that Billiam Gruffian uses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh!
We are looking here at the Apolis Key Clip. I feel like other people may have made this, but I think this one, I do think this one's the first. This is the OG, and this is a nice black clip. With a
triangle.
A nice triangular black leather clip with a long, I guess like maybe 2.5-inch leather strip attached to a pretty permanent key ring down here. And this, I believe, is the GOAT.
It's a sleek design. But
but what?
I want to
and bear in mind, this is
stand up.
This is on the record.
This is a gift from my wife.
That's what I'm saying. It's a sleek design.
This is an anniversary gift from my wife.
It's beautiful, a beautiful piece. I don't know if it's.
I'll stand up.
Yeah. So stand
put
up.
Put me to the test.
And
oh,
and he'll be the judge of speed in taking it on and off.
Okay. Tuck it in. That's a really low dip. That's all the way down.
That's a low dip. Yeah, Amir's right.
Is it hitting bottom pocket?
It's not hitting bottom pocket.
Take a seat.
Dangerously close.
I think you're sitting on the keys there.
I sit on the keys a little bit when I sit in a chair this low.
Mike, are you ever sitting on keys?
It's never the main point of contact. It's never the lowest point of contact.
If this is not the lowest point. I'm not sitting on the keys. They're moved. They're to the side.
It's definitely a lower dip than Micah's. True?
It's a lower dip.
It's a lower dip. It's
and does that dip. Cause a little... I see it kind of jetting out. Does that ever cause distress in the back pocket? Do you guys ever get that?
I stand up again. There's just a huge hole in my ass.
Do you see where it's like poking and piercing and thinning? Have you ever gotten a full penetration through the back pocket?
I haven't. Not yet.
No, never.
Because that's, that's a thing that...
Your pants have more distress of like where... like. Your blue jeans have a key smart outline in the front pocket.
But key smarts don't poke or prod because they're a blunter object than the individual keys.
The teeth are enclosed.
Yeah, I can't stress this enough. No teeth, no bite. You can't bite what you can't teeth. I'm going to blunt your
dip,
teeth.
The dip on this clip is appropriate amount of dip. I think that if you have less dip, then the keys can pop out of the top. Okay, you don't want to pop the top. If you pop the top, then you've unclipped your dip. And then you lose access and you lost control.
The clip itself is much smaller than Micah's opening, that's for sure.
I think they're harder to get onto your belt loop. The clip is too small. You struggled.
I was sitting down.
Oh my God, struggled. Whatever, here, we'll wait for you to get it off. Jake is doing some sort of like draw demonstration, like we're in a duel. Does it ever mess up your belt loop, the yanking like that?
It's never messed up a belt loop that I can recall, and I've had it for a very long time. That's the other thing. I've had this for a very long time. This is a super substantial ring.
Yeah, it's held up to the test.
I was actually impressed by your speed there, brother.
I
it was a quick draw. He's quick on the draw.
I can
in
understand
a duel, if we dueled right now.
Ooh, that'd be good. You guys should do a duel.
Let's duel.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll narrate.
Okay.
Jake and Micah standing up. So what are you guys going to do? Are you going to face the other or face away, take two steps and draw?
Yeah, and
right?
You say three. I think you say 3-2-1 draw.
Okay. Wait. I'll say 3-2-1, but with every number, you take a step away from each other. And then I'll say draw, and that's when you guys draw. All right. We're trying to find room in the studio.
This is great podcasting.
Yeah. I'll take a video just so we can have it. On the day, I'll just count twice since it's a small room. All right, they're back to back, so I'm gonna say 1-2. Then you guys turn around. You guys don't draw until I yell draw.
Okay.
All right, ready? 1-2. Turn around. Draw. Oh my God!
Dude, you can't. Your hands can't be.
Let's do it again.
All right, let's do it again.
I also, my eyes were shut. I don't know. They were not shut.
All right, ready?
I'm going to keep my eyes open. This
okay. Ooh, 1-2. Wait, Jake's are not in his pocket. Wow. Wow.
Holster your carabiner, brother. Okay.
All right, ready? 1. Oh, no. 2. All right. Turn around.
I'm really doing it now.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. 1-2. Turn around. Wait, did nobody touch the keys? Nobody touch the keys. Yeah, exactly. Draw. Pretty equal. Micah beat him by a little.
But you're right. That's not
yeah, I was laughing a lot. What I'll say is that I'm quick with it.
Quick with the draw. Yeah, that's for sure.
I understand. I think when you hold these for the first time, and I'll pass them around.
Maybe a higher learning curve.
Yeah, you feel this and you're like, that clasp is too, it's too hard to clip and unclip.
You get used to it.
You get used to it. I have a really strong thumb now. And you also don't, it's not like you need to press it all the way in to get it off your loop. All you need is a tiny little bit of space and it'll slide right off.
Let's see. Wow, this is a very small opening.
And that's just, but that's just keeping the keys secure. You want the keys securely on the loop. And you want the ring permanently on the keys. There's no reason for the key ring itself to need to come off so easily.
That key ring in particular is very difficult to put keys on and off of.
Yeah, it's a thick and it's a taut.
It's taut.
It's hard
thick
to separate.
I want it to be substantial. I want it to.
It can be substantial without being hard to take keys on and off.
That's true. Yeah, this is a hard to open key ring. But although the key ring is replaceable?
Yeah, you can replace
right,
that.
Yeah.
You're really just buying the leather and the clasp.
Yeah, it comes with that nice. Oh, I like that ring, but I can understand that it might be a little thick for some. I have a bike key and a apartment like vestibule key that are two kind of thick plastic keys.
Yeah, that must have been really hard to put on.
It's not ideal. That's not ideal for sure.
Yeah,
but that's a problem with the key, not the ring.
That's true. When the keys have a plastic top like that, maximum stabbage because they can't be flushed down. They're like jetting out almost like Freddy. Right.
It's really
hands.
It is frustrating. I would rather
it's a nightmare. A nightmare. A nightmare for somebody who's afraid of teeth.
Nash, nash, nash.
I'm gonna throw those to you.
Cool. Tell me if you would consider this key system right here. This is the screw pop tether system.
The screw pop tether
top.
this
that
is
looks like a harmonica. It's really essentially small, thin harmonica.
This is essentially a KeySmart, except a toolless KeySmart. It is two metal pieces that are bound together by a long piece like of rubber that kind of keeps these pieces together from, I guess, two, what are these things? Bearings, two hooks here.
This is impossible to describe.
It almost looks like a capo or
but
something.
But it works the same way as a KeySmart does.
Yes.
With taking keys on and off, except you don't need a tool to remove it because the keys are fastened on by these
this rubber
bands.
Yeah, this long rubber loop.
Whoa!
But it's substantial. It's not like a rubber band.
This is not attached to my belt, which I like.
Right. It's a system that will go in your pocket.
Well, I'm just afraid of being teased.
What you're afraid of being teethed is
you almost bit me. Oh, I see. It's like a rubber band keeping it all together.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pretty neat.
And you can actually have different length rubber bands.
It's like a lo-fi KeySmart.
But I think it actually makes it smarter than the KeySmart to me, because what I dislike about the KeySmart is how many tools it requires for you to effectively use it.
Well, to set it up. But once it's set up, it's toolless.
Let's say your girlfriend needs to borrow a key to get into your house and you're at the office and you know you have to get back
into
the office.
She can't have that because the key smart is unmovable, unbreakable.
You'd have to go
so
find
she can't have access. You have control.
Right. She can have a full key
she
access.
She can't have access control.
You don't have control.
Yeah.
So you prevent her from having access.
Yeah. It's rare that I have to give somebody my single key.
The key
but
smart is the one that has control.
That's right.
The control, it controls you.
But
in Russia, keys control
you. But
you
don't have the control to give somebody else the ability to open a door or open a car.
That's
no
right.
one has the access.
Nobody has access to my heart. Nobody has access to my keys. I'm very closed off when it comes to emotions and my keys.
Speaking of being closed off, it kind of sounds like to me that we are all immovable on what the GOAT key is, and it's all of the ones that we personally use.
Right.
Which I think is nice. We've like done some research. We've found the best system for us. Maybe we have to put it to like a vote somewhere. You know what? Why don't we do a Twitter poll? Our Twitter for this show is @GOATShowPod. We can throw everybody's key systems up there and people can vote on their favorites.
On all of ours and others.
Very nice.
So if you have another, tweet us your other.
Okay.
We want to know it.
Yeah, we want to know your other. Everybody's got their own preferences, don't they?
It's kind of like phones. People get used to their system. Mm-hmm. Like people with Androids be like, I can't imagine using an iPhone and vice versa. Because
right.
you get so used to the shorthand of using your technique. you guys are both very quick to the draw, but if you switched things and did the redraw, I wonder who would be better.
Let's find out. And shall that's we? A nice way to close the show.
Okay. This is a draw wherein Jake and Micah switch their clasps. So it's almost like you want to lose.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Who won the original, though?
It looked like Jake won once and you accused him of cheating. And
right,
then...
because he had his hand on the clip.
Yeah.
That's not how the draw works. You got to have your hands
and
off the clip.
The other one was fairly close. I'll have to review the tape, but it looks like you beat him by a micro.
But only because I was laughing. Yeah. All right. 1 second.
All right, here we go. Jake and Micah now switching clips. Just the initial putting it on, we'll know a lot. What do you guys think
about? There is also a confounding variable, and that's my athleticism.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this isn't a constant. This isn't a control group.
It's hard to use Micah's because when you're putting pressure on the S-clip, you sometimes open the lower S-clip that you don't want to.
That's what I was asking about. He says that's never an issue.
It's an issue.
It's an issue. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Jake, you got to get your hand off the keys. You can't be that quick to the draw, or else he could shoot you. This is a duel after all. And tuck those keys in. By the way, Micah, when you're using Jake's key system, are the keys indeed dipping lower than yours?
Absolutely, yeah. They're dipping lower, but they're still not touching the bottom of the pocket, which is nice.
Yeah.
Micah's dip is on the hip.
It's almost too high.
It's not on the ass.
Is it even fully in the pocket?
You can see the top of the ring hanging outside the pocket. Yeah. It's a half moon.
Let's see. Yeah, I see. Okay. All right. So let's turn back to back. Take two steps. One, two, turn. Shoot. Oh, struggling, but Micah finished first, which means Jake's is better.
Jake is the GOAT. That's right. I'm Billiam Gruffman.
Although Micah's athleticism might have given him the edge. Was that harder than using your own, or was it relatively simple, like your own key smarts?
It was relatively simple, but I was super nervous.
You didn't want to mess it up. How did that feel on yours?
That actually felt nice to me. Yeah.
I caved under the pressure.
Are those both carabiners?
No, mine is a clip. That's a carabiner. Mine's not a carabiner.
Yours is what they call a key clip.
Yeah.
All these different ways to carry your keys have different names. Like you have a key organizer is what they call it online.
Oh, interesting. And then even Marissa's key organizer is different than mine. It's the more thicker but flush one. So better aesthetically, but maybe
this could have been
small.
Split up into like five different episodes, but we condensed it.
Wow. There's a lot to discuss.
Thank you very much, Mr. Goat Luganus.
Goaty the kid, right?
Goaty Luganus. Goaty the even smaller kid.
Do you have anything to promote on our podcast, which I know is crushing the iTunes charts right now?
If you like basketball, listen to my podcast. It's like this, but instead of talking about the greatest key organizers of all time, you talk about like the greatest basketball player of all time.
Sounds awesome.
That could be a good crossover episode.
That would be great. Yeah, we'll come on and talk about the greatest basketball player of all time, LeBron. I feel like LeBron that's like where the term GOAT was invented, right?
No, I think Michael Jordan.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it on your show. Till next time, we are all
GOATY, GOATY, GOAT!
Was a HeadGum original.